Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got to go fast in this segment. Jake talked too much. All right, we got to catch up real quick. Shout out to our good buddies at Creighton. Hey, I show love to all Nebraska schools. Keep that J-Scurs stuff to yourself, except when we're kicking their butt in basketball. Because, well, we did win that game this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. All right, Creighton and UConn turning into quite an interesting Big Ten rivalry, except that Creighton is 9-3 overall against them in recent memory. Anyways, despite the fact that UConn's won two national championships, but Creighton is a 9 seed in the southern region of the Big Dance. They're going to take on Louisville as well. All right, so a lot of Nebraska teams taking on these Louisville teams in the Big Dance. I also want to give a shout out real quick to Nebraska Kearney Wrestling. All right, let me pull it up here. I had it and then it went away. Nebraska Kearney does it. All right. D2 national champions in wrestling. So congratulations to Nebraska Kearney, their fans, and their fine institution as well. Let's fire through some of these other sports real quick. All right. When it comes to track and field, Axelina Johansson and Tyus Wilson won the national championship titles as Nebraska track and field wrapped up competition on Saturday at the NCAA Indoor Championships, with the men placing 12th and the women finishing 20th. Out of 12 Huskers competing, 5 earned first-team All-America honors, and most notably, the women saw 3 shot putters earn All-American status for the first time in school history. And the women had 6 total All-Americans, the most for the Huskers at the indoor championships since 2004. High jumper Wilson became the first Husker indoor national champion since 2009 as he cleared an indoor PR and the 3rd highest mark in school history. All right, 2.28 meters with the win. Wilson grabbed his 4th first team. Think about that. 4th first team All-American honors and wrapped up his senior indoor season with 6 event titles. Johansson claimed her 2nd shot put national championship and the 1st Husker indoor title since 2005, throwing 19.28 meters. The school record holder earned her 6th All-America honor and finished the season with 5 event titles as well. All right, let me find this because I want to give a shout out to Tyus Wilson. The U.S. FTCCA Midwest Men's Field Athlete of the Year. All right, I thought that was pretty cool. He was also named the Big Ten Men's Field Athlete of the Year as well. And Darius Luff, the NCAA champion in the 110-meter hurdle. So shout out to all the All-Americans, national champions, and the Nebraska track and field team in general as well on a phenomenal indoor season. Jake, I can't say the same thing about baseball right now. Unfortunately, baseball is struggling just a little bit. All right, they got swept by UCLA over the weekend, 5-2 Friday, 11-3 Saturday, 5-3 on Sunday. This is the program's worst start since 1997. They're 7-11 overall, 1-5 in conference at this point, and the bats have just not heated up. We talked about the bats being ice cold. They got to heat those bats up. It's getting warmer outside. I mean, there's some other issues going on as well. And as we mentioned last week, it never helps to hurt your ace pitcher. All right. But you got any quick thoughts on the baseball team before we move on to softball there, Jake?
Well, hopefully, like you said, I mean, it's getting kind of concerning time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. We've kind of talked about it all along, like, okay, yeah, they're, you know, this is a cold weather state. Maybe they'll pick up at some point, but you know, it can be tough. A 1-5 start in the Big Ten, Nebraska's path clearly to, you know, postseason play and College World Series and all those dreams is going to run through the Big Ten and off to a 1-5 start there. You know, that could be difficult. So team picked 2nd in the Big Ten to begin the year, remember, so the expectations were there. They're just not following up with them quite yet.
Yeah, returning Big Ten champs. All right. So it's one of those things where, hey, I talked about losing three or four right out the gate isn't the worst thing in the world. But when you're sitting here with a 389 winning percentage and we're this deep into this, we're a third of the way into the season. You got to get the bats going. You got to get rolling. You got to find a way to move runners along and play small ball if the bats aren't heated up. You got to play great defense. You got to play small ball, and you got to manufacture runs until you start to get the bats heated up just a little bit. All right, Nebraska softball still having a good season, number 21. They did lose on Saturday and Sunday to Ohio State, 13-12, and 12-6 on Sunday. That Saturday, Sunday, they did beat the Buckeyes 9-5 on Friday in Columbus. All right, let me see what we got here. The Huskers suffered their first losing weekend of the season after compiling winning records at all five tournaments they competed in up to this point. Nebraska totaled 37 hits, 27 runs, 9 home runs, and 9 doubles on the weekend. Olivia DiNardo's home run marked Nebraska's 61st of the season, which ties last year's total. All right, Ava Bredrell's home run was Nebraska's 62nd of the season, which ties the team total for 5th in program history already in the season. Jordy Ball had one hit to extend her hitting streak to 12 games. So long story short here, when it comes to baseball, when it comes to softball, all right, let me find my note real quick. I do apologize. Somebody else, long story short, but especially in softball, somebody else got to step up besides just Jordy Ball. All right, they're hitting the ball. They're hitting it with power. They're hitting it deep, but they've got to be more situationally sound. And they've got to find another pitcher who can step up. Situationally sound at the plate. Defense is fine, actually. But another pitcher who can step up, along with just Jordy. All right. And we're getting to kind of have that midpoint of the season. This is about that point in the season where you want to start getting some momentum. You want to start figuring things out. All right. So hopefully they can get that roll. And they're having a good season so far overall. A little bit of that baseball struggles rolling into my softball talk. And I do apologize for that. Softball is actually doing really well, but they got to be more situationally sound at the plate. And another pitcher's got to step up, if not a couple, for the softball team. Last thing before we get out of here, head to break. Huskers wrap up NCAA championships for the rifle team. Freshman Maddie Moyer competed in the individual air rifle competition at the 2025 NCAA Championships in Lexington, Kentucky on Saturday. Moyer shot a score of 593, wrapping up 2 days of competition with an aggregate score of 1,169. Moyer placed 27th in the air rifle. All right. There's more beyond that, but the team as a whole did really well. A lot of great individual efforts. All right. Before we head to break, Jake, did you grow up shooting guns much? You go hunting much? Fishing no. much? Camping much?
Camping quite a bit, yeah.
Camping?
Yeah.
All right. I've been hunting a few times. My big hunting story is one of the first times I went. I took my golden retriever dog, who was not trained at all, and it was two hunters who were very serious hunters that I went with. I'm not a serious hunter, and their dogs were highly trained. My dog was not. My dog just wanted to play the whole time with their dogs, and they got so mad. Because my dog was ruining their dog's training and their ability to get pheasants with what we were hunting that day. The thing that really made them mad is I walked away with 4 pheasants that day. They combined walked away with 3. It was the quietest, most awkward car ride I've had outside of big losses in a sporting event in a long time. And I had a blast. My dog had a blast. I haven't seen those two guys since, and that was quite a while ago. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show. We come back.